Parshas Beshalach.
Alexei, wake up!
Good Purim. I mean a good Chanukah. I mean a good Tu B'Shvat. I mean a...
Alexei, this is the second time today that you fell asleep.
That's not true. It's the third time.
Alexei, what's with you? Why do you do this?
I'm tired.
Now we're lost again, and it's Erev Shabbos. And we don't know where we are.
It's not true. I know exactly where we are.
Where are we?
On the wagon.
Where is the wagon?
Behind the horses.
And where are the horses?
In front of the wagon. Don't feel well?
Alexei, do you realize we're in trouble now? It's Erev Shabbos.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last time.
Please try to figure out where we are.
All right. Please don't scream.
I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. There's a sign over there. I'm going to go check out the sign. Dummy, just walk up to the sign over here, and I'll read it, and I'll tell you exactly where we are.
Go ahead. What does it say?
I have to put on my reading glasses. My glasses are dirty. Well, you just wipe it off.
What does it say, Alexei?
1 second. I'm not quite sure.
Why not?
I don't know how to read.
Let me go over to the sign. Yes. It says over here that the town of Kassiv is 3 kilometers away. Excellent. Let's go, Alexei. This way we'll get to Kassiv for Shabbos. Surely we'll find someone to take us in.
No problem. On the horses, and we're off. You can trust me.
Alexei, wake up!
No. Okay.
Oh, it's almost Shabbos already. Forget it. We can't travel anymore. Just tie the horses to the tree. Can you do that for me?
I'll tie the horses to the tree so the horses don't run away.
Good.
Then I'll tie the wagon to the tree so the wagon doesn't run away.
But I...
Then I'll tie myself to the tree so I don't run away.
Alexei, you want to stay here?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go see if I can spend Shabbos in Kassiv. Oh, boy. I hope it's within the tchum. I hope I can still make it. It's far away. Let me run and try to make it. Okay. A little bit more. Okay. I'm almost there. Okay. Meanwhile, there was an important meeting going on in the shul. My dear friends, please listen to me. Everyone come here. We all know that we are privileged to have the holy tzaddik of Kassiv in our midst, right?
Right.
Okay. Every time he comes to shul, he is always asking for a guest, right?
Yes. He's always asking for a guest. Yes.
But I am telling you, I have good information that the man has absolutely nothing for himself for Shabbos. Nothing. He doesn't have anything. And therefore, please, I beg of you and I plead with you, if he asks anyone to go home with him for Shabbos, you are not to go. Because he doesn't have. You're not allowed to go to someone if you know he doesn't have, right? Okay, agreed? Okay. Git Shabbos. I'm going to shul. Git Shabbos. And please, my dear husband, our Shabbos would be so much more enjoyable if we will be zeichet to have a Shabbos guest.
I will try. I don't know. I tried the last couple of weeks to bring home a guest. Everyone seems to be evading me.
All right, I will go. The Kassiv Tzaddik came, and even though everybody already finished Shmon Esrei, the Kassiv Tzaddik was still davening. Now, normally it's not right to leave a person alone, but the people in the town already knew from previous Shabbosos that the Kassiv Tzaddik didn't mind to be left alone. Just as he was stepping out Shmon Esrei, this strange-looking, tired person came running into the shul. Oh boy, I missed the davening. Well, you want to say Vayichula together? Sure.
Shalom Aleichem, Good Shabbos.
Aleichem Shalom, Good Shabbos. I just came running in because my balagola sort of fell asleep. He does that sometimes. I really don't have where to be for Shabbos.
You mean, you're willing to come to me? I mean, are you willing to have me? Of course, of course. It would be the greatest joy in the world if you can come to me. Okay. Why don't you daven first? I'll do that. All right, are you ready? Yes, yes, come. Let's go. Ah, you don't know what you've done for me. I pray to Hashem I should be zeichet to a guest, and you are the answer to my prayers. Thank you, thank you. I feel like people, I don't know what it is, but I feel like something is accompanying us. Are there? Well, you know it says when a person walks home from shul Friday night, there are two malachim. There are two angels that come along with him. Oh, right. But I never felt the angels before. Wow, he must be a big tzaddik. Come, let us enter our home. Home? Such a quiet little hut. It's so tiny. How could anyone even live there? Look at this house. It's so beautiful, it's so clean, it's so bright, but it looks like the candles are in two potatoes. And there's like milk crates for the seats. And the table is like a board on top of some bricks. But there's this beautiful Shabbos tablecloth. I don't know, I've never seen such a poor house, and I've never seen such a nice house for Shabbos. I can't figure this out. I have brought home a Shabbos guest. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Come, let us sing Shalom Aleichem. I feel like the Malachim are here. Oh, I feel like I'm going to faint. I have to apologize for something. Yes? All week, I try to save up in order to have enough money to be able to hold the cup, the kais of wine. Okay. Now, I don't have enough for both you and me. Do you mind if I will be moitzi you with kiddush? If you will be yotze with my kiddush? No, on the contrary. I think it would be a tremendous chus, a tremendous merit for me to be able to hear kiddush from you. Please, please, go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Yom HaShishi. Here, have some of the wine. Okay. Wow. Wow! I never felt so happy in my life! Are you all right? Yes, yes, I never felt so good in my life. I feel like this is the wine that Adam and Rishna had in Gan Eden. I never felt so happy. Well, very good. On Shabbos, you're supposed to be happy. Come, let's wash. Do you mind if you are yotze with my lecha mishnah? Sure. Oh, wow. Look at those two nebi chalos. Those chalos are so small. I feel so bad. This man hardly has what to eat. If I'm going to eat part of his challah, I'm going to... But I can't make him feel bad. I can't... Amoitzi lechem min haaretz. Nu? I'll just taste a little bit. Wow. Wow! I feel so full! I feel so happy! I never felt so full in my life! I feel like singing! So sing. After all, it's Shabbos. And now, let's bring in the fish, Lakavit Shabbos. Fish? I can imagine what kind of fish The fish, Lakavit Shabbos. I must be seeing things. His wife is bringing in a plate with three plates with one bean on each plate. Huh? Fish? You want some chrein? What? No. Eat your fish. My fish? Okay. If the tzaddik says it's fish, it must be fish. Let me just... On a fork and a knife? Of course. How else can you eat fish? Be careful for the bones. What? Okay. Yeah. I never tasted such good fish in my life. It tastes like carp, like salmon, like anything I ever wanted. Oh, it's delicious. Why don't you finish the fish? I can't. I'm like full. Ah, let's sing some more zmiras, and then surely you'll enjoy the rest. I guess so. Wow. Wow. Okay, now here comes the soup. Do you want soup with knedlach, or do you want soup with lakshin? What? I wonder what... The Rebbetzin is bringing in another plate with a bean on it. Soup, Lakavit Shabbos. Right. Sure. Okay. Eat your soup before it gets cold. Right, sure. What are you doing? What's the problem? You're holding a fork. You can't eat soup with a fork. Oh, forgot. Okay, I'll eat with the spoon. I'm trying to get the bean onto the spoon. It's spinning around the plate. Ooh-wee. Oops, got it. Okay. Delicious. I've never tasted anything so good in my life. Oh, it's great. It's delicious. It's wonderful. It's sweet.
You okay?
I feel so clean.
All right. Let's sing some Mozmiris. Here comes the chicken, Lakava Chavez.
Another bean.
Here comes the Kishka.
Another bean.
Here comes the Kugel.
Another bean.
Here comes some carrots.
Another bean.
Here comes the dessert.
Another bean.
Aren't you going to eat your dessert?
I never felt so full in my life. I never felt so happy in my life.
Come, let us sing some Mozmiris. Let us say some Devei Torah and let us bench.
Wow.
All right, we have to go daven.
Daven?
Yes. Don't you see? It's soon going to be morning.
Oh, I didn't realize that this suda took the whole night.
Wow.
Okay, I'm running back to shul. Oh, some people have gathered before davening.
Who are you? I mean, shalom aleichem.
Yeah, we don't mean to be rude, but where did you come from?
We didn't know that there was a guest here for Shabbos.
Actually, my wagon driver got... Well, he sort of fell asleep. But I came running in and everyone had left the shul and I came in here and... Well, there was only one person left.
My, so where did you eat last night?
I hope you didn't go hungry.
No. I ate by, was it the Kasev at Tzaddik?
Oh, no!
Why, oh, no?
He hardly has any food himself!
You don't know what you're talking about. He has more food than all of you had. He gave beans and he said it's fish. He gave beans and he said it's soup, but I never felt so good in my life.
And it must have taken like 2 seconds to finish the whole meal.
2 seconds to finish the whole meal? We just finished now!
What?
Later on, the Talmidim of the Kasava asked how he could explain what happened. And the Kasava Tzaddik said, if someone prepares himself properly for Shabbos, he can feel somewhat of the taste of the man in his Shabbos stick of food. And that means it doesn't make a difference how much you have, but you feel full and you feel happy.
Oh, how are you? Did you have a good Shabbos? I spent a good Shabbos here sleeping on the wagon. You know, I don't even recognize you.
That's because I had some man. Vayikru beis Yisrael es shemai man. You know what man means?
Food. Oh, I like that.
No, man also means who? Who are you? When people ate the man, you couldn't even recognize them afterwards. They were so much happier. They were so different. They believed so much more in Hashem.
Yeah?
That's right.
Oh, I think next time, instead of sleeping, I should come along with you.
Okay. How's about next time you don't fall asleep?